I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's E! News, and other sources around the world. This week in women's history, on February 15, 1820, Susan B. Anthony is born. She was one of the most important advocates in leading the way for women's rights to be acknowledged and instituted in the American government. Anthony played a pivotal role introducing women's suffrage into the United States. Women from around the globe called for an end to sexual violence on Valentine's Day as part of the 1 Billion Rising movement. Events included street exhibitions, dance performances, and musical rallies, reported NPR. In New Delhi, revulsion over the fatal gang rape of a 23-year-old student gave added significance to the international campaign. The events were meant to highlight a sobering United Nations assessment that one in three women in the world, or roughly 1 billion, suffers some sort of violence at the hands of men in the course of her lifetime. Eve Ensler, author of The Vagina Monologues, is the founder of 1 Billion Rising. She credits widespread coverage of both the gang rape in Delhi and the Taliban shooting of the young girl in Pakistan for spurring this global outpouring to end violence against women. However, some women have criticized the idea, as Natalie Geit wrote in the Huffington Post. In asking women to dance in order to overcome violence and rape, focus is displaced and root causes are overlooked. It completely diverts the world's attention away from the real issue of gender-based violence and rape, with a pleasing-to-the-eye coordinated dance. Tragically, V-Day also brought the murder of Reeva Steenkamp, girlfriend of athlete Oscar Pistorius. He has been arrested by South African police and charged with her murder. Steenkamp was shot four times through a bathroom door. Pistorius was a hero for many as the first double amputee to compete in the Olympics. He denies responsibility for the murder in the strongest terms, according to The Guardian. South African media reports suggest Pistorius may have mistaken Steenkamp for an intruder, but police said neighbors had heard shouting and screaming before the shots, and there had been previous domestic incidents at the house. Steenkamp, a South African model with a law degree, campaigned against rape and violence against women. In Egypt, the Shura Council Human Rights Committee this week addressed the recent wave of sexual harassment proliferating during mass protests. The council called for specifying places of protest for females, according to the Daily News of Egypt. A prominent board member of the Salafi party, Al-Asala, blamed women for the sexual harassment phenomenon. He said, quote, "A woman who joins protests among thugs and street inhabitants should protect herself before asking the Ministry of Interior to offer her protection." This week, the Senate passed a bill reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act by a wide bipartisan margin, according to Politico. The bill authorizes $659 million over 5 years for VAWA programs. It also includes new protections for LGBT and Native American victims of domestic violence, reported the Huffington Post. All eyes are on the House of Representatives, but House Speaker John Boehner said no decision has been made about how to handle VAWA. More than a dozen House Republicans sent a letter to their party leaders urging them to immediately reauthorize the act. If Congress does not take steps to avert the automatic spending cuts that will go into effect on March 1st, domestic violence programs funded by VAWA would lose more than $20 million, according to the Department of Justice. More women are using Plan B emergency birth control, according to a new federal study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As many as 11% of U.S. women ages 15 to 44 who have ever had sexual intercourse have used a morning-after pill at least once, reported USA Today. The report shows that emergency contraception was most common among women 20 to 24, the never married, Hispanic, and white women, and the college-educated. Deborah Nucatola, Senior Director of Medical Services at Planned Parenthood, says the numbers indicate women are concerned they don't have access to highly effective, long-acting birth control methods. The Irish government has accepted limited responsibility for the incarceration of over 10,000 women in asylums partly funded by the state. The Magdalen Laundries were run by religious orders in Ireland from 1922 to 1996. A government report published evidence of significant state involvement in the commercial operations. The women were never paid wages and often did not know why they were committed or for how long, reported the Irish Times. Women were forced into Magdalen Laundries for crimes as minor as not paying for a train ticket. A small number of the women were there for prostitution, reported Sky News. In Western Canada, Indigenous women are the victims of discrimination and abuse by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, according to a new report from Human Rights Watch. It interviewed 50 women for the report, entitled Those Who Take Us Away. The BBC reports the women leveled charges of aggressive policing, neglect, and sexual abuse by some RCMP members. Activists say it has created a climate of fear among First Nation women. And Malala Yousafzai, the teenage Pakistani education activist shot in the head by the Taliban, was discharged from a British hospital last week. She underwent skull reconstruction and received a cochlear implant to restore her hearing. Malala was shot by a Taliban gunman on October 9th in Pakistan's Swat Valley. The militant group said it targeted her because she promoted Western thinking. Malala had been an outspoken critic of the Taliban's opposition to educating girls. The shooting sparked outrage in Pakistan and many other countries, and Malala's story increased the global attention for the struggle for women's rights in her homeland, reported the New York Daily News. In a video statement taped before her latest surgeries, Malala said she was getting better day by day and would continue to campaign for girls' education. And in New Mexico news, the New Mexico Medical Board last week exonerated an Albuquerque doctor of gross negligence for her handling of a late-term abortion. The case raised questions about whether politics trumped patient privacy, reported the Associated Press. Anti-abortion activists filed a complaint against Dr. Shelley Sella after hearing a 911 call from the Southwestern Women's Options Clinic about a woman who suffered a ruptured uterus during a May 2011 abortion there and was rushed to a hospital. The New York woman had sought the abortion after finding out the fetus had severe brain abnormalities. She was not part of the complaint, but the intimate details of her medical treatment, her mental state, her religion, and family status have become public as part of a state medical board probe. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.